Welcome to this Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections EAP. Today I'm with Corbett Doyle. She's a lecturer of Leadership, Diversity, and Organizational Effectiveness in the Peabody College at Vanderbilt University. She was previously the Chief Diversity Officer in a Fortune 500 company.
This is the first of three podcasts we're going to do on diversity, stereotypes, and ways to more effectively develop the talent and creativity of people from diverse cultures.
Corbett, you worked in this Fortune 500 company as the Global Diversity Officer. What made this issue so important to them?
Well, the firm was basically a human capital consulting firm. Their primary asset is talent. Talent became a critical issue for them. They needed to be able to develop talent from many cultures. And it's not even just the global issues. Here in the United States, the nature of the upcoming talent in the U.S. is changing dramatically. I think one of the metrics that really drives it home for me is the fact that 50% of all the children under the age of 5 in this country are Latino.
So does knowing more about diversity matter to me as an employee at Vanderbilt or as a manager, as a leader here?
Well, from the standpoint of Vanderbilt, there's really three critical issues that link the success of the university going forward to its ability to cultivate diversity as a competitive advantage and as a talent. You know, one is the talent issue. So we are going to face increasing shortages of professors due to retirements. We are already at the medical center in the midst of a growing crisis for nursing talent. If we are going to be able to continue to recruit the best and brightest talent, we have to be able to attract talent in the many different packages that it comes in. But it's not just about talent for the university. We have the same issue in terms of the people we're serving, our students and our patients. They are increasingly diverse, and we need to be positioned to understand how their needs, how their cultural background, and how their concerns may be different from some of the people that we've served in the past. And the third reason it's really critical to Vanderbilt's continued success, and we are on an amazing path of success and have been for the last decade, in order to continue to do that, we have to be one of, if not the most innovative organizations. You cannot maximize your ability to be innovative unless you are bringing together a diverse array of opinions, backgrounds, thoughts, and input. And one of the easiest ways to make sure you get that is to make sure that you've got identity diversity, people who come from clearly and visibly different backgrounds.
So as a manager or leader, I certainly would want to utilize all the talent, all the innovation, all the creativity that's available to me within my area of responsibility. What are some important things that I would be able to do or should be able to do in order to bring that out and make it even more effective here in the university?
I think the most important thing for any manager, always, but particularly in an environment where many of the people that you're leading may not have the same background you have, one of the most important things is to cultivate a culture of trust on your team. It is a key to successful leadership. It's just more difficult when people don't automatically read cues the same way as you are used to reading cues. You may misinterpret their behavior. They may misinterpret yours. So it's really important to communicate, to create that environment of trust where you are both comfortable being honest with one another. And a critical part of that, and it's the second tip I would give, it's to go overboard on the volume of communication that you provide in your team. Because communication is critical to effectiveness, it's also critical to building trust. And you have to think about the different vehicles that you use for communication. One method of communication, emails for example, or bringing everyone together in a group meeting, is not going to be as effective with a diverse team. So you want to employ multiple communication methods. You want to speak to groups, you want to speak one-on-one, you want to use email and correspondence, you want to use formal feedback mechanisms.
Corbett, thank you for that. Next time on our second podcast in this series, we'll talk more about stereotypes, specifically implicit stereotypes, and how we might learn more about what our own stereotypes and biases might be.
Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast.
contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.